Ocean Park Marina subdivision discussion.
You've been very patient.
Seems like we have someone representing this site plan, and I would suspect is going to participate in this discussion.
Mr. Wheatley, Plantation Park Marina is a 23-lot subdivision that was approved on April 14th of 1988. There is a 2.5-acre parcel that was labeled reserved for future development. This area was used as a wastewater treatment and disposal facility at the time. The owners of the property are now requesting to be able to subdivide the property into seven building lots. Mr. Clark is wanting the commission to answer a question if the minimum lot width needs to meet the 150 feet lot width requirement.
Yes, sir.
Necessity for a 50-foot buffer from state tidal wetlands and 51% approval from the current property owners.
Afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to Mr. Abbott's comments before we proceed?
I would. For the record, my name's Jeff Clark with the firm Land Tech Land Planning. I guess the plan to look at initially would be the old or the current subdivision of record plan, which, as Shane said, was approved on the 18th of April, 1988. As it, and most of these issues, I guess, are probably just interpretations of your ordinance, but it's my interpretation that because it was approved as a subdivision in 1988, that we fall within the exception to apply the 50-foot setback rule in your ordinance. It says where the 50-foot buffer is hereby established, it was, there is a grandfathering provision that says, any previously approved or similarly recorded subdivision plats and site plans have approved prior to the original date of this section, which is July 19th, 1988. So we just were prior to that. May be amended if it's determined by the Planning and Zoning Commission that the amended plan represents an equal or less intrusive use on the buffer area or setback area. Certainly, it's my opinion that it's the same impact as all the neighbors would have on lots 12 through 23. As Shane stated earlier, this area that's marked reserved for future development on the plat was a large wastewater mound that was serving all the lots before regional wastewater was available. Now that Sussex County has extended wastewater service to this area, the mound is no longer necessary. In fact, all of these neighbors would love to see the owner of the property remove the mound and replace it with home. So that's the first question, I guess, is that, that we need to determine, because if we establish a 50-foot buffer from, in this case, the bulkhead, then the lot configuration is going to be a little bizarre.
Was this some sort of a man-made created harbor? Is that, I mean, how is it, what's the history of the water areas?
You know, if you go way back, and I was reading some of the deeds, if you go way back, when this property was transferred at one point, it was in association with the Plantation Park community, mm-hmm. and was restricted to be used forever only as a marina. Now, I can't explain to you how it somehow ended up, as we see it here, of record, because that deed, I never found any deed through our client's attorney that changed it from it being... deed restricted to a marina to it becoming a subdivision, but yes, it was. This bulkheading and this configuration has been in place for a long time, certainly before 1988. So again, we need you, or like for you to comment on that one matter in the ordinance where the grandfathering provision. We certainly think it applies here, and we would like for you to concur with that. The other issue, or one other issue, is that this may be considered a minor subdivision and that the street, if you will, already exists on the plat that's of record. So we're not creating any new streets. In this case, the Park Place street is already there. Although it's not physically improved, it is a paper street. So that gives us some standing in our opinion. The other issue, I guess, is when you have this section in the ordinance regarding the 1,000-foot conservation zone that was adopted in 1992, some years after this plat was filed, it basically established that any lot created on a waterfronting parcel, regardless of its spot on the planet in Sussex County, it needs to be 150 feet wide, which makes those lots twice as large as anything else in this community. So I guess one of the questions we had in discussing this with your staff is whether or not the Planning Commission even has the ability to waive that one. Again, lay that on Mr. Robertson. I don't know. I don't know if this commission has the ability to make that decision or not. We might need to go for a board of adjustment.
Yeah, that may be the question. And these are all questions I'm not prepared to answer right here and now today. But
ideally, we have a plat that was filed, and it says on there reserved for future development. All the folks who live here, we'd be glad to bring you letters, the 51% of the letters that's required in the ordinance to show that none of these neighbors would object to a subdivision of this property. In fact, they've all told us they'd like to see the mound gone. So I guess one of the things is if this is a minor subdivision, whether we need to wait a year to have you review this as a subdivision, whether we have to apply the 50-foot buffers or not. And we think that you'll probably conclude that we need to go to the Board of Adjustment for the 150-foot wide lot matter. But if we're successful there and they see that that a 150-foot wide lot in this setting is inappropriate, then we would like to come back to you on this agenda as opposed to waiting a year for you to look at this as a brand spanking new subdivision. There's a lot to think about there.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it. Certainly, I think it's more a question for me than the commission on interpreting the ordinances. So with those questions in mind, I'll take some time to look at it and get back to you and the commission, too.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So that's a brain teaser.
I think that, no, thanks. My initial thought is I tend to agree. I don't know that there is the discretion to waive that 150-foot lot width requirement, you know, and that is something that it's going to require a variance. It's going to have to go to the Board of Adjustment. That's going to be sort of the threshold question before it goes anywhere.
It would only relate to the size of the lots, not right. The issue of the 50-foot setback from the water's edge, which right. is in your purview, I think, and whether or not a minor subdivision. We're just creating lots off of an existing street, which wouldn't necessarily require us to go.
And I guess what you're saying is whether it's 150 or whatever it is now, 50 roughly, you're going to move forward in one form or the other.
Actually, 75.
Or 75,
but yeah,
right. I couldn't tell what you had drawn in there, right?
So in this case, it half as many units. So it is subdividable in either case, but these lots would be quite large in comparison to everyone else that's in the same community. So
okay. Well, let me have a chance to take a crack at it. Yeah. And I promise it won't take too long to do. So I know you want to keep rolling on it.
Okay.
And I'll let you know, and I'll advise the commission and the office as well, what we come up with. So. Okay.
I'll work with you on it.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
So you're saying it might take less time than if he applied for a subdivision?
Yes.
That was my interpretation as well. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, with that in mind, my motion regarding the request of this applicant is for deferral to allow Mr. Robertson and myself to look at this more closely and advise to the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Plantation Park Marina subdivision on Road 363. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Our next